Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back. It is Lucy
and Sharon,
and this is the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by
the Chemo Girls.
It's great to be back with you in the studio today, Sharon, and we have quite an interesting topic for today. I think it kind of stems from your last blog this week.
It did.
I was reading over that blog and thought, what an interesting title for a blog. Love affair with my port.
Yeah.
What the heck does that mean?
It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
I thought I was going to get into some kind of juicy romance novel or something for a minute, but then it kind of got real technical.
Well, the truth is, when I was told that I needed a port, first off, I had no idea what it was. But secondly, I was really afraid of the port because the port meant needle sticks, and I am the biggest needle phobe ever.
Ouch.
And so I just didn't even want to face the fact that there were going to be all these needle sticks. So I had the surgery to put the port in, which is a pretty simple procedure. And who knew that the exact same reason that I was really pensive about the port would be the exact same reason that I came to love my little port.
Right. Now, tell me a little bit about that. Why did you have that love affair?
Well, my veins have always been difficult to hit, which is why I had some really bad experiences as a child.
Right.
So with the port, you know, it's like a one-stick wonder. You know, they grab a hold of that little puppy and they just poke you one time. And that is a big, big deal to someone like me. So I was actually reluctant to let go of my port even after treatment because I knew they were going to hit it and it was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And my port had been very dependable. And, you know, as far as chemo is concerned, you know, they can use it to draw blood, which they have to test your blood all the time.
Right.
They can use it not only to give you chemotherapy, but to give you nausea medications, antibiotics, anything you take intravenously, they can run that through your port. So, you know, even afterwards, some surgeries that I had, I didn't have to have an IV run. You know, they used my port.
I can see where that would be something hard to give up.
It,
you know, you never really know down the line, are they going to need more blood work from me this year and that
yes.
year? Well, tell me a little, how long did you keep your port?
I'm not going to tell these people how long and not because I'm embarrassed, but because I would hate to encourage anybody to do anything quite so unwise.
Uh-huh.
But I will tell you that it was too long. You know, I had had 9 surgeries in 5 years. Not all of this was cancer related, but I was certainly super happy to have had the port for those reasons.
Right, right.
And it took, I guess, some minor threats from my doctor about possibilities that could happen if I left my port in to have it removed.
Yeah.
And then they took it out in the office and put it in a little cup, and I brought it home for my kids to ogle through the cup, and I just have this little scar to remind me of my port.
Yeah.
But really, the procedure to put it in and take it out is not typically a very big deal. And when they're using the port, in the beginning, it's a little bit sore just because you're healing from the surgery to put it in. But after that, I mean, it's just a great thing. It's just one stick. And even that, I was such a big pansy that I had them put this cream on called Emla cream.
Kind of numbs
the surface. And it numbs the surface
bit.
Of the skin, you mm-hmm. know, which is silly, but hey, you know, it worked for me. And by the way, if you get Emla cream, put it on about 30 minutes before you go in, but do not let that mess get on your clothes because it stains. It's not a good thing.
Well, let's tell our listeners a little bit about what a port actually is. Usually, you know, when you see a port, you know that someone's going through some type of medical procedure, and it looks like a little box right under the skin. Can you describe exactly what that port is for our newbies out there that might be facing their insertion of their mm-hmm. port, so they can go in and be a little bit prepared for that.
Yeah, it's like a little disc, typically, and it's a metal of some sort. I don't, you know, I'm assuming it's a stainless or something. And then in the center of it, you know, it's flat on both sides and round around the edges. In the center of the port, there is this silicone bubble, and it is a self-sealing silicone. And so they can do, I think it's over 100 needle insertions before it starts losing its potency. I have no idea how many times my port had been hit over the years, but, you know, it really held up well. The lower back of the port, on one side, a tubing comes out of the port.
Okay.
So what they do is they take the flat top of the port and they place it just under your skin so that the bubble is easily accessed by needle. And then the tubing runs, they surgically implant it into a vein and they run it just above your heart so that the medications are distributed really effectively throughout your body
and
really
quickly,
mm-hmm. yes. And the other thing that I learned later was that chemotherapy can be very destructive to your skin, muscle tissue, and veins at the point of insertion. And so the port really saves your veins.
Right.
And like for me, I had lymph nodes removed from one arm, and so they could only stick me on the other arm.
Right.
Well, I would have been up a creek without that port, mm-hmm. you know. I don't think that they could have managed with my circulatory system. So that was just a fantastic thing. And, you know, they have modified ports to be used for many other things now. They not only work for chemotherapy, but for people that have hemophilia, a lot of the medications that they need to use for hemophilia, it's better given through a port, less bleeding, that kind of thing, more immediate to the circulatory system, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Medications for immune disorders, anybody that has to have frequent blood tests or hemodialysis patients, they use these ports for that. And they can also use delivering the contrast agents for CT scanning through this port. There are many, many different reasons to have and use a port. If you're told you need one, please don't be afraid of the port. It will turn out to be your best friend. But what you may hear are other names. Mine was called a passport, but you'll hear lots of other terms. The other one I heard primarily was portacath, but I've seen them called LifeSight, EcoPort, MetaPort, Clip-a-port, infuse-a-port. and so you will, you know, I'm sure I've not heard all of the terms, but just know that they are all essentially what we're talking about. They all essentially work the same way. And so you might want to go back to my blog. There's a picture on the blog that will have several different makes. These names are basically, you know, based on which manufacturer you're talking about. So.
And let's tell our listeners how they can find that blog.
Well, you can go to www.mychemococktailandme.com. And so when you get to the landing page there, you look at the top bar, and under press, you'll do the little drop down, and on the bottom, it's our blog.
There you go.
So, and we have tons of them, but really I think that there is a picture of several of these ports and then another of what it looks like placed in the chest so that if you know that you have that coming, this may be good information for you.
Right.
I was first told I needed a passport, you know, not a book that they could stamp, you know, all the different countries.
Not to go to Europe or something.
Well, I was getting excited, but that wasn't what they were talking about. As it turns out, I guess the passport went in my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Most ports are placed in the upper chest, but they placed mine on the interior of my upper arm and gave me a passport.
What was the reason for that?
Well, you know, my surgeon originally said that the type of port he wanted to place was just a very, gosh, I can't even remember what word, dependable was the idea, very dependable port and best placed in the upper arm. And, you know, I I have been sitting there when people's supports have failed.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very upsetting because it feels like a setback.
Sure.
I don't know. You know, I typically was the kind of person that if it was going to happen, it was going to happen to me. But the saving grace was having that very consistent port, always right there when I needed it. So I don't know. It was his professional opinion yeah. that was the port and the placement I needed, and he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, and it served you very well.
It did, but I'll tell you, there have been times I've hit an emergency room, like after a wreck or whatever, and they come at me with an IV, and I go, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up, sister. I have a port. You need to use my port. And they yeah. pull my shirt back looking, mm-hmm. you know, on my chest, and it's like, no, ma'am, it's in the upper arm. And I would get this really glazed over look, and you could hear the crickets chirping. Mm-hmm. And they'll, oh, goodness, ooh. We'll be back. And then a team of nurses will come in with some very seasoned nurse from possibly the day unit where they administer chemotherapy or the oncology unit. And then they will know what they're doing, and they would access that crazy arm port of mine. And there were other times when a particular surgery site didn't know how to access my port. But they would send me to my oncologist, and they would access it the day before and leave all of the equipment taped to my arm. And then I was able to walk in, and they just hooked me right up and mm-hmm. gave me my relaxation cocktail.
Well, I can see why you were very reluctant to say goodbye.
I really was.
That very useful little box.
It was so sad. But it served me well, and I didn't want to end up having trouble with it in the end. And so we went ahead and removed it. But I'll tell you that some people at the end of chemotherapy, they do not want their ports removed for an entirely different reason. Sometimes people come to feel almost like it's a good luck charm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is that last thing. That is cutting the umbilical cord, so to speak. And that if they do that, they're so afraid of a recurrence is going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that is amazing how the suggestion of the mind can mm-hmm. play such an important role in trying to make a decision like that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I totally understand that. And my doctor appealed to me on that basis.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, let me be clear. This is not about, for me, the good luck charm thing. It's about the needles. It's just about the needles. So, but you should not be fearful to have the port removed. You know, it clearly will have no impact on whether or not you're going to have a recurrence.
Or not. That's right. Okay, something I want to talk about now is reactions
mm-hmm.
to the port. What other people either say
right.
or what their faces say
yes.
when they see a port. I think you have had
a particular story of mine.
Little situations that, let's just talk about the emotional response of others.
Well, you know, it really spans the gamut because there were people that they're like, they would look at it and they would get that death chemo face thing that we've taught you, the mask,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and they would think it's a tumor.
Yeah.
And they would be like, oh my gosh, what is that? And it's like, oh, it's my port. It's fine. It's, you know,
it's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. So,
Arnold
exactly.
would say.
So, I would start to explain it to them, and either they would be a queasy sort like me, and they'd be like, oh, blah, 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 or they would be a more medically minded person who found it so intriguing, and they would possibly go look up ports. Or you might have a reaction where they don't even ask, but you keep seeing their eyes dropping to that spot throughout your conversation, and they don't know how to ask. Or when I went back to work, there was a very young therapist straight out of school who had taken over my caseload at my school. And when I came back to work, I was wearing short sleeves. And we were talking and, you know, I move my hands when I talk. So I lifted my arm and that sister fixated on that lump on my arm. And she just looked sort of wigged out and said, "What is that?" You know. And so I started to tell her. By this point, I was past treatment and, you know, it was just no big deal to me. I knew I loved my port by this point. And could have taken great offense to her reaction to my baby port in my arm because she was like, then she took her hand between us and positioned it like a black bar on a nude picture over where my port was. And she would talk to me, obviously trying not to look down, and said, "You really should wear sleeves because that just upsets people to see that thing in your arm." She got very upset and wanted me to wear sleeves when I was around her, I suspect. That was probably the strangest reaction I had. So, you know, as we say over and over, guys, just give them grace their ignorance.
That's right. Yeah.
This woman is now, you know, married, has two kids, and I am sure she would never in a million years react that way, but it was what it was at the time. So
I think that's the best advice, though, is just whenever, just like we've talked about in other shows in terms of people reacting to your baldness or the tint of green that's in your skin that day because you're not feeling so well. Just give them grace and just know that they're talking from a place of unknown. And, you know, I like to say just say a little prayer for them because there's lessons to be learned by everyone.
And in the gentlest form of the word, they're just, it's just ignorance on their part. They just, they have no real true experience or they would never, never react that way.
That's right.
So.
Well, that was some great information today about ports and what to expect. If there's any of our listeners out there that you've just been told that we need to schedule your port insertion surgery, I think we've given them some really good information to go into that surgery, knowing what to expect. And really, I think the whole message today is not to be fearful from it.
Right.
You know, it can be your love affair partner for the rest of your your treatment journey.
Right. I think the port will make your experience better.
Yes.
So so be good with the port, and it will be good with you. Lucy, I think we've wrapped up ports now, so I wanted to ask you if you are prepared for our not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day. Can you think of a time when you just dropped the business of life and then grabbed hold of what life was offering you?
Yeah, I think I do. Just last weekend, our precious little grandson, Otis, who he and his mom used to live with us for about a year and a half, they've moved to North Carolina for her to pursue her new profession. And so we don't get to see him very much anymore.
It's so sad.
He turned 6 years old.
That's crazy, Lucy.
I know. They grow up too fast.
I know.
But my husband, Winston, and I, and another granddaughter that's very close to him, decided to drop life for a weekend to drive up to North Carolina, about 5.5 hours each way. We did it one day there, one day the next day back. And you know what? We just didn't worry about anything. I had not written my blog for the week. I knew I had that facing me when I came back. There was laundry to do. I left a stack of charts on my desk at work to prepare reports for. But you know what? We got in that car and we started traveling. And I didn't give that blog one thought. I didn't give those charts one thought. I didn't give the laundry one thought. All I was thinking about was seeing that little boy. And we sat and we built Legos at his little Lego table.
Aww.
And just had the sweetest time. So I think that was my moment for this last week, is just being able to put the busyness of life aside and be able to soak up the enjoyment of family and the love of a little child.
All that is Otis.
I love you, Bubby.
Oh, I know he loves you too. So everybody, we will be back with you again next week. And remember, we're not just surviving, but thriving
with you.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.